Debate before Saturday's South Carolina presidential primary and the critical Super Tuesday contests that follow 3 days later, a match broadcast by CBS News. Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked what his military experience would bring to a Buttigieg presidency. His comments are courtesy of CBS News.
One of the things that kept me safe, just as sure as my body armor, was the fact that the flag on my shoulder represented a country that was known to keep its word. Our allies and our adversaries knew it. The president has torn that to shreds. And so the first thing we've got to do is restore the credibility of the United States.
Senator Amy Klobuchar touted herself as a lawmaker who gets things done.
According to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, last Congress, I was the most effective Democrat in the U.S. Senate on 15 metrics. Bernie and Elizabeth were in the bottom half.
She also noted that she backs lifting the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba.
They like America. They want to be entrepreneurs. And the way that we embrace them and not the socialist regime is by opening up Cuba and starting to do business with them.
Former Vice President Joe Biden leads in the polls ahead of Saturday's vote. After the debate, Pete Buttigieg's campaign canceled three private fundraisers in South Florida planned for Wednesday. They cite illness as the reason for the cancellations. Global cases of the coronavirus have passed 80,000 cases. U.S. military officials in South Korea confirmed Wednesday the first infection of a service member. The military says the 23-year-old soldier is stationed at Camp Carroll, a U.S. Army base near Daegu, the epicenter of the outbreak in Korea. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's government is proposing a nearly $1,300 cash handout for each resident over 18 years old.